Well, here we are now in the month of August. We are getting closer and closer to that big announcement from the Democratic presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, who will be his running mate. Joining us right now to weigh in on this, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Now, good morning, Paul. And you're right. You know, originally Biden said he'd pick up a running mate this week. And now the process seems to have been delayed. In some ways, this is an advantage for Biden. He stays out of the spotlight. He doesn't give Trump a chance to start attacking his choice. But the downside is that there's increasing tension among the many candidates, some backbiting, some charges being thrown back and forth. And since they're all women, the language, people have to be very careful. You start using words like, oh, she's ambitious or she's arrogant. There are danger of sexist overtones in some of that language. So there are some Democrats who are uneasy with the process. Washington Post quoted several Democrats this week saying it was getting too messy. We'll have a decision sometime in the next week or two.
Most likely. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer was talked about early on. I felt like she probably made the short list. Do you think she's still on the short list?
Yes, but look, I think she is widely regarded. You saw that when she was selected to deliver the Democrats' response in State of the Union. That's always a sign that the party wants to acknowledge an up-and-coming politician. And of course, Michigan is an absolutely critical state. The problem is that I think at this point, what's happened in the last few months with the focus on the Black Lives Matter campaign, that it's almost impossible, not quite, but almost impossible for the party to pick someone who's not an African-American. There were 50 black clergy this week signed the letter saying, we insist that there be a black on the ticket. Now, Joe Biden is known for resisting that kind of pressure, but black turnout is going to be absolutely critical. One of the big reasons why Obama won and Hillary Clinton lost was a fallout in African-American turnout. You know, when 89% of blacks last time voted Democratic, 94% of black women voted Democratic. When you have that kind of loyalty, you want to turn out every possible vote. And that's certainly one of the reasons why the focus increasingly is on a black woman.
It's interesting. This is a very important decision for Joe Biden, and not that Vice President pick isn't always important, but it just seems a little extra important given his age, given his suggestion that he may not even seek a second term if elected this year.
Absolutely, Paul. I mean, you're right. There often is a flurry of interest in the vice presidential pick, usually in this time in the cycle. It's the middle of the summer. Political news dies down. We have to have something to talk about on Monday morning, so we focus on the vice president in August. But it's not just that Biden is aging. He's going to be 78 2 weeks after the election. There's a sense of a generational change in the Democratic Party, whoever is named is certainly going to immediately become a leading candidate for the next round of presidential speculation. And also because of it's not just the generational change, it's the growing power of minorities in the Democratic Party. You know, the face of America has changed very dramatically in the last generation, Paul. When Ronald Reagan ran for president, the electorate was 88% white. In the last election, it was down to 70% white. And demographers tell us that every election from now on, the percentage of white voters is going to drop steadily, 1 or 2 points every time. And this is not guesswork, because these voters have already been born, right?
Yeah.
Those 10-year-old Hispanic kids in New Mexico have already been born, and they're going to be voting in a few years. So there's a sense here of generational change and also of demographic change.
What is your gut telling you? Is there one name that stands out that you think is the likely nominee?
Well, I still think that Kamala Harris is the most likely nominee, and for good reasons. the Democrats not going to pick their vice president until the end of August. That means you need someone who is absolutely camera ready on day one to run a national campaign. And I've covered a lot of these elections, and even seasoned professionals have no idea how intense the scrutiny can get almost immediately. I remember when Al Gore, who had been a House member, a senator, his father had been a senator, he was an extremely seasoned politician when he was picked by Bill Clinton in 92, and he was kind of overwhelmed by the scrutiny. So think about someone who's only been a member of the House, or someone like Stacey Abrams in Georgia, highly regarded in the party, but she's never run beyond a state legislative district. So Kamala Harris is the only one on the list who is a national figure. She ran in a national campaign for the nomination. She ran statewide in California, the nation's biggest state. She has the experience on a national stage that no other candidate has. And in the end, I think that's going to tip the balance in her favor.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think you may very well be right. We're going to find out soon enough, though, in the next several days. That announcement will be made. Steve, always appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for your time today.